Variance from a side yard setback requirement, and a variance from the separation requirement between units in a mobile home. We didn't even do it.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. We didn't leave the case open. We didn't leave this open.
No, we tabled it.
We just tabled it.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
What?
Motion is made by Mr. McCabe and seconded by Mr. Hudson to table it. Doesn't say why.
So it wasn't left open then?
No.
Mm-mm.
No, the hearing's closed.
Variance from the side yard to meet the thing out here. Let's see if we got it out.
Don, is this on the very, we didn't get a map of the development for this application. But I was looking, it is lot 42, correct?
Yes.
And it does border the entrance to the park?
No, backs up to the bay.
Backs up to the bay? Not at all. The one we had that I guess was withdrawn or something had a diagram of the park. And I thought 42 was right along Bay Drive and the front entrance.
No, this one's by the, we had a few of them. There was one near the entrance that was not long ago, about a few hearings ago. Could have been the same night. We actually had three that night. We had one night, we had three of them.
Well, this says lot 42, that's what I was...
Yeah, this one runs along the bay.
We're pressing the steps again. That's where we want to look at it.
Mm-hmm.
The house, too.
Huh?
It was the mobile home, too. Not just the decks, it was the mobile home.
Mobile home, too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Were you trying to find this?
I was down there.
Is when you come into the park, you could turn right the first road, go follow it all the way down, and turn left, follow it down. It's on the bay side.
Oh.
It's just a little ways down on the bay side.
Past the one that we had with the shed. The lady had an issue with the shed that...
I want to say it's before that.
Okay. It really doesn't matter. The one we had earlier tonight was just off of Bay Road on the bay side.
Right.
Two or three down.
That's correct.
According to that diagram, I thought lot 42 was right along the front entrance. So I guess I was mistaken. Anyway.
Well, this is another one I found. I was out there and seen this. And when I called Ron's Mobile Home and told him for a survey,
mm-hmm.
they were happy to get me a survey.
Oh, did you get it?
Okay.
Okay.
Actually, it didn't take long to get this. Normally, the other ones just go out there and want it staked out. They
mm-hmm.
provided me with a survey.
Good.
Well, that would be contrary to what we've been hearing all along, that it's difficult to get a survey.
I got it fast.
Okay. Sounds all right to me, then.
Actually, the lady that I contact with at Ron's Mobile Home is pretty good. If I find there's a problem, we try to correct it immediately, but unfortunately, this was set. And
that's good.
So anymore, she contact, make sure it's correct.
Good. Okay. It's a pleasure then of the board. There being no further discussion. Dave, how do you feel?
No problem.
No problem. And Mr. Mills?
No problem.
No problem. Okay. The chair will entertain a motion.
Motion we approve case number 9574. Legal offers the central character of of the neighborhood as a member of variance.
Now, a second to that motion?
Second.
Have a motion by Mr. Hudson, second by Mr. McCabe, that we approve case number 9574. All those in favor of the motion, give use a voting sign. Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Chairman, I have one brief matter just before we go, if you're ready.
Mm-hmm.
The historic study on that tower application over near the ferry came in. This is a copy of it in here. I just looked at it briefly. It's pretty substantial, and apparently you all didn't get copies. So what I'd suggested to Dawn before the meeting was that she go ahead and arrange to make copies or get extra copies so that each of you has the opportunity to take one home with you, because it's not something you can just sit here and look at real quickly. There's a lot to it. Also, I guess if I'm correct in remembering what we did here, the hearing was originally closed, and then we subsequently reopened it to allow for the preparation and receipt of this study. And since it's going to be part of what you use to consider the application, I think we have to somehow make it available to the public and allow for some sort of comment to be fair to all parties. And what I thought of is not having a whole new hearing. I don't want to open that can of worms, but maybe put some sort of an advertisement in the paper, like what the county does for all the regular applications, and announce to the public that it has been filed, it is available for review at the Office of Planning and Zoning, and that the board would entertain written comments for up to a certain period of time. And that way we give all the parties a chance if they want to comment, just limited though to this study, not to to make the same arguments they made at the public hearing, but to give an opportunity to comment on this or how it affects the application. And if they want to come into the office, they can look at it there. If they want to actually get a copy and take it home, I think we can make some arrangement for it to be photocopied at their expense and do it that way.
And I think all that should go through the office so that they can scrutinize the what I can foresee is a lot of people writing those letters, that don't pertain to this study. So that way the office
can control them.
Yeah, and and I can get together with Dawn and weed them out or separate them in some fashion and figure out what kind of notice to put in there. But I think we need to open it up to some, to allow them to make comments on it, since it is going to be evidence that you consider. But we'll fix some date for an end to it, just so they don't come in up until an hour before the next, when it's going to come up on old business. So we'll get all that stuff in, and then maybe after all that's in, then we can go ahead and put it on for old business and let you all do that. That's all right with you guys.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'll just work with Dawn then to get that
set up.
Please
do. She volunteered anyway.
The way they do in the service, right?
Yeah. Okay.
I got a question. If you don't mind, I'm going to drop your packet when I get that done to you. I'm in Milton area,
sure.
And you're right here in Georgetown. Could I just drop it off to you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Absolutely.
And I'll see if the inspector could drop it off to your place, so that way you don't have to wait on the mail. Is that okay?
That's whatever's easy on you.
And if no one's home, is there just leave it in the door? Is that okay?
I got three dogs that don't get bit.
Well, I'll be calling.
Y'all gonna bite this big and you're gonna bite that high?
Ankle biter.
It's a lot, so it'd take me a little bit to get that done.
You can't make them by tomorrow morning?
I'll be sleepy.
Tomorrow afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay, then. There being no other business?
All right. Motion to adjourn.
Second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Mr. Burrell, I got one question, but I can ask you in a minute.
Okay.